Now, tell us a little bit about the background of the Lone Drummer. Who is he? What does he do? How did it all start?
I'm an ex-rock star drummer from the Australian band Lion Spiders, known for our wild performances in the 80s and 90s last century. I used to be at the core of our performance, regularly destroying, trashing the kit during the gig. I've set it on fire, thrown it off stage, smashed it, and there's a video of us doing a film shoot where it's being thrown off a building and being played by me with tomahawks and drumsticks.
Oh my God.
I've never actually protested anything before, being of the opinion that I can't make a difference against the behemoth of big industry and government in cahoots of it, but now I'm just frankly so angry and charged that I'm expressing it the only way I know how.
I think that is absolutely fantastic. So you play drums for forests and for climate change. How do you think that this is, well, how is this benefiting the situation? Where do you play exactly?
Well, I play on the side of the Princess Highway, the first one, just right opposite where the trucks were coming out.
So it's all about kind of, I guess, visibility then?
Yeah, shock. or just in very unexpected places.
And what's people's reaction when they see a drummer playing solo in these unexpected locations?
Well, after I played on the side of the Princess Highway, it was just outside the logging entrance at Corona Forest, which was just about, you know, it was actually just starting to get logged. I have since encountered many people who just happened to have been driving past on their daily business that day. I played for about 2 hours.
Wow.
They were perplexed, surprised at first to see some guy just randomly drumming away on the side of the road. But then they actually put two together and recognised the issue, and it resonated with them in a way they can't articulate themselves. And then straight after that, outside the local member's office in Bega, Andrew Constance, I played there. It was incredibly, incredibly loud and shocking. I was intent on shoving it in his face. It seriously could be heard all over Bega, apparently.
Wow.
The big crowd formed, film crews turned up spontaneously, and the engagements online on the one day were over 7,000.
Wow.
Performance art just gets more media than letters or petitions. It was straight to the 6 p.m. news.
Wow, that's amazing. I think that this is fantastic because you're right. Performance art and literally making a noise and making yourself heard can have that more immediate effect and really can make a huge, huge impact. Have people been coming up with you and having conversations and having those kind of moments of being like, what are you doing and why are you doing it? Are you able to connect with people in that way as well?
Well, no, because I actually don't speak.
Oh, wow.
I just turn up, set up, play and
let the music do the talking.
Leave.
What are your plans for the future?
Playing at Parliament House.
Tell us about that.
On Monday in Canberra, alongside politicians, green groups, normal everyday people, asking that native logging be stopped by 2020.
Do you think that that's, is that too far away? I think that that's a very realistic target.
Oh, look, I don't know. I really don't know. But look, I just heard on Friday, like, I played down at the beach, at Mystery Bay Beach for climate change, for the student strike.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was amazing, the student strike.
And just actually played on the beach, and people surfing, and there's a guy in a mask setting up a drum kit and playing Led Zeppelin.
They would have loved it. People would have absolutely loved it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And, you know, the students are striking all over the country. There's thousands of people, thousands of kids striking. And then at 5:30, the RFAs, whatever they're called, were put in place for the next 20 years.
Yeah. Well, it's
just what's the point? What's happening? They're not listening at all.
Got to be louder, I guess. Got to keep going and keep doing incredible work like you're doing. So you're at Parliament House on Monday.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Whereabouts are you going to set up?
On the lawn.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes, make a lot of noise. I think that's wonderful. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.